And the death of a young Guatemalan migrant girl in the custody of U.S. border agents has sparked fury. Democrats in Congress have attacked U.S. President Donald Trump's tough approach towards asylum seekers crossing the American border. They have called for a thorough account of details surrounding the 7-year-old girl's death. Reports said that she died of dehydration. However, border officials have denied this. They say the girl had access to food and water while she was in detention. The incident occurred last week at a border crossing with Mexico. Political commentator Ramiro Funes believes that the death of the young girl, shows the U.S. is unable to standardize its human rights.
I think Jacqueline's death is a perfect example of the double standards in mainstream media that you have in connection to human rights. The United States constantly talks about human rights abuses in other countries and countries that have created independent economies, Iran, China, Russia, any country that stands up for itself, the U.S. targets with human rights accusations. However, you have a very clear-cut case of human rights abuses committed against young children like Jacqueline Gal, who died under U.S. custody because she was not adequately treated with her illness and fatigue. And nothing is happening. You don't see reports coming out from the big think tanks, Amnesty International or any other organization condemning U.S. human rights abuses. So Jacqueline's death is a perfect example of the double standards in mainstream media and just in the global arena as it relates to human rights abuses. These are people who are not terrorists.